Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
Hello and welcome to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. And today we have a repeat guest who has gotten a lot of accolades herself, and we're going to be talking with her in a little bit. Well, I want to give you an update on some of our service dogs that we have gotten down from Georgia. Now, a lot of you guys have asked about what happens to these dogs once we get them. Well, a lot of dogs from Georgia and from the Deep South and even from the Midwest have issues when they come out of the shelter. Some of them have behavioral issues, which is what we talk about. We talk about that and try to remove behavioral issues. Some of the dogs have physical issues, and nearly all of the dogs have some kind of upper respiratory infection, which brings me to my first point. Make sure that your dogs are up to date on their vaccinations. Remember that, and I'm not a proponent of vaccinate, 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 but when you've got things like canine flu out there, and you've got things like rabies and parvo and distemper, these are things that can hurt or kill your dog and certainly weaken the immune system. So make sure your dog is up to date, and you can always get a titer. T-I-T-E-R. Titer is actually a test you can ask your veterinarian for. And what you can do is they actually test the level of the vaccine in your dog's blood to make sure that your dog is protected. So if your dog is getting a little older, let's say your dog is 9, 8, 9, 10, most dogs have, by the time they're about 5 or 6 years old, developed pretty much all the immunities they're going to need. So you can ask your vet if you can titer, but make sure that you vaccinate your dog appropriately for the area of the country in which you live. As an example, we got one of our dogs from Georgia, came up to my farm in New Jersey, was in with all my show dogs, in with Wyatt and Wispity Bunny Dog and Sedona and Savannah and Kayla and all the puppies and everybody else. Now, all of my dogs are vaccinated, but this dog came up and the dog had a pretty bad case of the canine flu. The dog almost died, and I mean close. Well, because that dog hadn't been vaccinated for that canine flu, and the stress of being at a shelter can absolutely cause health issues in your dog. So make sure you're a great doggy mama or doggy daddy, and you vaccinate your dogs appropriately for the area in which you live. Now, the Northeast is cold as heck today. Well, it's a little warmer, but it's still, you know, it's winter here. And what we want to make sure is that if your dogs have access indoors and outdoors, make sure that they don't get locked outside by accident. Make sure that if you have a doggy door, that the doggy door is functioning properly. Because if you have a dog with short hair, even a dog sometimes with longer hair, they can get chilled. So it's always a good idea to have a nice, safe place outside for your dog in case he wants to stay out, but where he won't get rained on or snowed on. Another thing, heated water bowls are awesome. Even sometimes if you have the water outside but the dog is inside, they sell them at like Tractor Supply and stores like that, Agway, and they're not very expensive, but they're absolutely wonderful for dogs. Those of you who do keep your dogs outside where the weather's not so horrible, the heated water bowl will at least keep the dog's water a little bit warm so he's not drinking ice-cold water. Even as we know, water's usually cool unless it's in the sun. So make sure you keep your dog's digestive tract good by making sure that he's got warm or lukewarm water. He doesn't have to drink freezing cold water in the winter. They also make awesome things called Lectro pads. They're actual pads. They're made of vinyl or plastic that are usable in a dog's kennel. So if you do want your dog, who let's say a husky or a malamute or a shepherd that does stay outside in the wintertime or in the fall, it's actually a heated kennel pad. that the dog can lay on and he can stay nice, toasty, warm. It's the same kind of pads we use with our Rhodesian Ridgebacks when we're having a litter of puppies, so that mom and dog can walk off the kennel pad and the puppies can be at a very nice and toasty 99 degrees, which is perfect body temperature, just like mama would be, between 100 and 101 degrees. All right. Well, we are going to move on to our guest today, an amazing lady who helps us at Merlin's Kids and United Canine Professionals, not only as one of the founders of United Canine Professionals, but also as a big rescuer, and this lady will not give up. So if you want to learn and you want to know how to get involved, you can call us at 855, the number 4, the letter K, the number 9, PROS, P-R-O-S, 1-855-4-K-9-PROS. You can contact us at unitedcanineprofessionals.com. Again, the letter K, the number 9. And you can contact us if you think you might have what it takes to be an awesome canine behaviorist and learn natural canine behavior rehabilitation. You can also get in touch with us if you're interested in Merlin's Kids, merlinskids.org, and you can contact us at Merlin's Kids with 855. Hi, Wyatt. Yes, that's really it. 855. Hi, Wyatt. And you will be able to get in touch with us if you're interested in fostering a dog, if you're interested in helping us, making donations, anything at all. And we're on TV quite a bit lately. We're on in the news quite a bit. We've got some very cool things I'll announce next week after they happen. So we're very eager to add new people to help us in our plight. So I want to welcome to the show the amazing, inimitable, wonderful, amazing Dawn Orr, who is in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area. Dawn, welcome again. You are the most requested guest on the show, and thank you for coming back. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on again.
Dawn, I know it's not as cold as it is in New Jersey. You're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I know you've got a dog we were speaking about, and I want to hear about that dog next segment, but can you give us a little bit of a synopsis about what you do and why you take dogs that nobody else wants to take?
That's a multifold question, but the brass tacks of it is I just want to teach people that these dogs that others have given up on can be helped if you just learn to speak dog, basically. If we can just stop, think about what the dog really needs, communicate with him that way, and the behavior will change, whether it be fear, anxiety, excitement, even aggression. It can be changed if we go about it the right way. So the more I can help, the more people will learn, and the more dogs can be helped in the long run.
Awesome. And you're going to tell us about, in the next segment, you're going to tell us an amazing story of a dog you're working with right now. I don't want to give it up yet. We want people to tune in and get back, but stay tuned because this is going to be an amazing story. Yet another amazing story that Dawn Orr, who is in North Texas, United Canine Professionals, amazing lady. Hang in there. I'll be right back.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. And today we have the amazing Dawn Orr in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, who's going to tell us an incredible story about another dog that she's got who was deemed, well, aggressive, food aggressive, everything aggressive. And this is right at the beginning, so this is going to be a great story. We'll definitely have to have Dawn on again to be able to talk about another dog in the future, and she can give us an update. Hey, Dawn, tell us about this dog you were telling me about earlier. What's going on with him, and why did everybody keep giving up on him? Obviously, you didn't. What's going on with him?
Well, I've got this dog with me right now that other trainers had given up on. Rescue people didn't know what to do anymore. For a lack of a better word, they were all at their wits' end. This dog really wasn't aggressive, but because he was so fearful, didn't understand what people were trying to do for him, he started showing aggressive behaviors. The growling, the biting at people. He accidentally did make contact one time, but it was all based out of fear. People were trying to humanize this dog to try to talk it or to love it into being a good dog, and the dog just didn't understand that. So what we had to do was basically go in there, take a deep breath, and start communicating with the dog in ways he understand by being calm, being slow, being even-tempered, and just letting the dog know everything was going to be okay. I am honestly here to work with you and to help you. And it drew that dog out of its shell. It did show some food aggression, but it didn't know better. And now it's in the house, and it's learning to get along with all the other dogs in the house. I'm up to 9 right now.
Are you kidding? You've got 9 dogs with food aggressive dogs? I mean, I know to me that doesn't sound like a big deal, but I think to most people listening, I think our listeners right now are saying, how can you have 9 dogs in your house? How do you do it, Dawn?
I'm the calm leader. I am their protector. I am their provider. If they know that I'm going to take care of everything, what do they have left to do except for to get up in the morning, wait for me to feed them, make them happy throughout the day, and they listen to me and wait for me to tell them what to do? When you're working with dogs that do show some food aggression, you do have to be alert. You have to be watchful of this to teach them that that's not acceptable behavior. They have nothing to worry about. The food is going to be there. There's nothing for them to guard anymore. It's my food. I'm giving it to them now. I'm giving it to the dog next to them. I'm giving the new food to the dog next to them. So everybody just goes, oh, we're all going to get fed. I have nothing to fight over. Well, okay, I guess I'll just eat my bowl and wait for something else.
Hey, Dawn, you know, I have a question. I mean, I know the answer, but I want you to tell people. What do you think of people who say to other people, well, let the dogs just work it out? What's the problem with that?
The biggest problem with let the dogs work it out is, for one, dogs are in the human environment. So they're feeding off of the human energy. So they can't naturally work it out anyway. We're setting them up to fail by bringing them into a house and then saying, here, you guys are going to fight. You work it out. Because that's not how dogs naturally do it. If they were out on their own and we weren't involved, there wouldn't be those issues because they would understand that there was a defined dog or person in charge that wouldn't allow that. They would know what their role was. Now we bring this unstable, nervous, anxious, whatever you want to call it, dog into our home. We don't know what to do, and then we're setting this dog up to fail because now he doesn't know what to do. How is he going to know what to do if we don't know what we're doing?
Exactly. And, so, you know, I hear that all the time, and I know you do too, where people say, well, you know, my dog isn't always good with other dogs, but I took him to the dog park, and, you know, he got in a fight. And, you know, you want to kind of hit yourself in the head and say, duh, I can't fix stupid. You have an unstable dog, and you're bringing him into an unstable environment, especially those of you who have rescued a dog and you don't know what the dog has been through. You want to make sure that your dog is set up for success, not for failure. That's what our motto is. That's what we live for at United Canine Professionals. Set your dog up for success, not for failure. So you have to think, and think like a dog. And Dawn and I and all the people at United Canine Professionals, we love being able to go out and fix aggressive dogs. I've worked with two today. But, you know, the problem is that if we can't change that human and the way the human is acting, then how can we change the dog? We can only change the dog by teaching the human what the human needs to change in order to make the dog see. And one of the things that we talk about at United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids is positional dominance, positional things with dogs. Dogs see things like, you know, Dawn, of course, you know, but dogs see things. It's not that a dog goes out and decides, I'm going to go get in a dog fight today. The dog might see something else as a challenge, as a problem, as a question. And once the dog sees that something else isn't right, if somebody in charge doesn't say, hey, buddy, I love you, but no, that's not your job, that's my job as a pack leader, then how about if that dog says, uh-oh, somebody's getting in my face, they're getting too close, or, oh, that dog's trying to hump me. And now the human doesn't get involved to change that and correct the other dog. Well, now you're setting your dog up for failure. Because you're setting your dog up to have to correct the other dog. So Dawn, getting back to the food aggressive dog, how do you change that? And obviously we don't want people to try things like these at home, but we want to give you some guidelines. Other than using like a soft muzzle or something to keep everybody safe, how do you handle that when you bring a brand new shelter dog into your home with your own dogs, making sure that nobody does get hurt?
Well, and that's another great question. And, you know, when you're talking about bringing a dog home from the shelter or from a rescue group, this is where I see, and I know you see it quite often or hear it quite often, these rescue people and these shelter people, the foster people, they are such amazing, wonderful people, but they still sometimes are setting so many dogs up to fail. They bring this dog in, they're like, oh, it's been abused, or it's been this or it's been, you know, that. And then they start to feel sorry for the dog. And dogs feel that energy as weak. And then next thing you know, this new dog is coming in and starting to take over the house. Well, he's sick or he's new, so we're going to let him get by with some things. I don't care if he jumps all over the other dog. He'll get used to it. It'll be fine. So we've just set this new dog up to fail. We've set the existing dog up to fail now because we haven't set any guidelines from the very second this new dog walked into our home. And that's
right.
What I know I'm a big proponent. We have to teach the new dog, I know you don't feel good. I know you're new. I know you're nervous. I'm going to take care of you. Yes, there are other dogs here. I'm okay with them. I'm going to protect them, but I'm also going to protect you.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Dawn, can you stay with us for the next segment?
Absolutely.
All right. Great. We will be right back with From Shelter Dog to Service Dog. Stay tuned.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
Welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. And a brief shout out to the future Dr. Jody Joseph up at Cornell University School of Veterinary Medicine. So we are back with Dawn Orr, who is in... Well, Dawn's a big part of the Texas area and of Dallas-Fort Worth. Dawn is just so involved with rescue, and it's great to have her on board because, you know, these are the people who save these dogs who nobody else wants or who nobody else knows how to fix. And it's amazing to me how many times there are trainers, people who call themselves trainers, who when they say, "Well, I can't fix that dog. You should euthanize him." Well, if somebody had a brain tumor, God forbid, and you went to the doctor and the doctor said, "Nothing I can do, nothing I can do. I don't know what to do. You should just go home and get your affairs in order." Would we accept that? Well, maybe some people would. I personally would be going to doctor after doctor until I found somebody who said, "I can fix it. And I want to see, because if somebody at least is giving my dog a chance, then I'm going to go for it." Now, granted, with dogs, you don't want to have somebody who's, you know, a lot of people don't know what they're doing. I mean, unfortunately, it's one of those businesses and professions where, you know, everybody's a dog trainer. Everybody thinks they know what to do. If you've got a dog who's got any kind of aggression issues, you need a behaviorist. You don't need to have a local person who's going to teach your dog to sit. If the dog is aggressive, if the dog has behavioral issues, you've got to help the dog, set the dog up for success, not for failure, right? Well, one of the main things that you got to do is when you're teaching your dog, is teach the dog, like Dawn was talking about earlier, where the dog is set up for success and you are calm and confident and in control of yourself. A calm leader does not scream and yell at the top of his lungs. A calm leader does not do things that make the dog see him or her as unstable. A calm, confident leader is one who is taking care of, the providing and protecting, and that's what Dawn is doing for these dogs in the Texas area, as well as some of the dogs that I've been foisting upon her for Merlin's kids, and Dawn has never said no to a dog. So that didn't come out right, but she's never said no to taking a dog from Merlin's kids. Dawn, welcome back. Tell us about this this dog that you were we were talking about earlier that was food aggressive. How many trainers had given up on this dog, and what would happen to him had you not taken him?
There were three trainers that had said that they wouldn't work with this dog anymore and that the rescue group should find another way to deal with this dog, which means basically put it in a boarding facility by itself forever or go ahead and put it down.
Wow. So, in other words, three trainers said, oh, I don't know how to fix it, right?
Exactly.
And that's the problem. That's why there's 4 million dead dogs every year being euthanized around the country. As a matter of fact, there was a lovely lady I met a couple of weeks ago who is a veterinarian who we were talking a little bit in the office, and we were talking about behavior and United Canine Professionals and how we rehabilitate shelter dogs and how we do all the different things we do. And we were talking about Merlin's kids and how we take dogs from shelters and rescues, rehabilitate them, and then train them to become service dogs for children with autism and other special needs, all free of charge to families. And while we were speaking, a dog came into the clinic, and the dog was pretty aggressive. It was dog aggressive. It was a large dog. And I jokingly said, it's actually true, but we always say, I can fix that. So the woman came over, and I spoke with her for a few minutes, and the dog literally in minutes went from basically scaring the living daylights out of the other dogs in the facility all the way to lying on the floor, literally ignoring dogs as they were walking in, and cats as well. And I think there was someone with a ferret or some kind of little thing in a cage as well that was not a cat. And what was amazing to me is how quickly everyone was so quick, oh, get him out of here, put him in the back real quick, make sure there's no other dogs. And the vet turned to me and said, I can't believe you just fixed that in minutes. Yesterday I had to euthanize a dog who wasn't nearly that bad. Could you have fixed it? And I turned to her and I said, yes, absolutely. I fixed more than 25,000 dogs with behavioral issues. Dawn has fixed tens of thousands of dogs with behavioral issues. We're not talking about, you know, a local person who's maybe fixed 50 dogs or 100 dogs. We're talking tens of thousands of dogs that we have personally saved. That's part of what we want, to get people like Dawn, like me, like Becca, like all of our people in the United Canine Professionals. We want people, if you're listening right now and you think you've got what it takes, help us. We have training classes. We come to you. We teach you how to save the world two lives at a time. We teach you how to fix behavioral issues in dogs. Because the worst thing in the world is finding out a year or two after or a few days after you've euthanized an animal that somebody could have fixed it. And we can. Dawn, tell me about why did these other people give up? Why? I don't get it. Why do people give up on dogs that really can be fixed by us at United Canine Professionals?
Janice, I honestly believe, seriously, it is a lack of understanding. You know, we say we fix dogs, and it's really not even that we are fixing the dogs. All we have just done in that short amount of time, because just like you were talking about the dog at the vet, I've been at events with the same situation. They're like, oh, this dog, go put it back in the truck. We can't have it out here. It's causing chaos. When the whole time the dog was trying to tell us something. The dogs are making me nervous. The people are making me nervous. Where if we just step in and connect with that dog and teach another human to connect with that dog, what we've done is make that dog feel safe. If he's safe, what does he have to act crazy about? All of that aggressive type labeled behavior that everybody worries about puts dogs down for goes away. That's how we fix. It's that connecting that we do, where these other people don't know how to connect. They're like, well, I can't make him sit, so he must be bad. He's still barking. Let's put him down. And obedience is great for a dog that knows well good behavior. But you can't fix behavior with a body position. And that's why these other methods don't work on dogs that we fix. It just
Absolutely.
Can't.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's an important concept for everyone who's listening to understand. If you were angry and you were just so furious because you got fired from your job because somebody lied about something you were doing and it wasn't even true, and you get fired, and now you come home to your husband or wife or significant other, and you just are storming around, I've had it, and your husband, wife, or significant other says to you, honey, sit down, calm down. I don't want to sit down. I'm not going to calm down. I can't believe what just happened. But honey, sit down. You want to tell me how sitting down and changing your body position is going to help your state of mind? It's not going to. You might even get angry at your significant other for telling you to sit down because I don't want to sit down. Changing behavior is in the brain. Changing body position doesn't change behavior. It doesn't change the brain. Stay tuned for the last segment of an exciting show of From Shelter Dog to Service Dog.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health, and just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we are talking to Dawn Orr, and Dawn and I are trying to figure out why 4 million dogs die every year because people won't learn new tricks. We say an old dog can't teach an old dog new tricks. An old dog can't learn new tricks. Well, guess what? Yes, they can, and so can humans. But we need help. We need more people who want to help us at United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids to be able to rescue more dogs so that we don't have 4 million dogs euthanized again next year like we're this year. It's just crazy. So, Dawn, we were talking before the break pretty much about why people kind of lose faith in their dogs. And I think part of it you had touched on, which we talk about at United Canine Professionals, the connection. In life, we lose connection. Unfortunately, we lose connection sometimes with a spouse or a significant other. We lose the connection, and that's when we feel like we have nothing to lose. If you lose a connection with your husband, that's when your marriage starts falling apart. A boyfriend, a girlfriend, a best friend. We lose that connection. We start feeling that we have nothing to lose. And if you truly, like many of our clients at United Canine Professionals, if you truly feel that connection, that bond, that love, that trust, that respect for your dog and you want that dog, what's best for that dog, you want that dog to be the best dog it can be, you won't lose your connection. But dogs who wind up in the shelters and sometimes at rescue groups or just strays that people just either don't care about, which I can't even imagine, but yes, there's so many people like that, and not so much in the Northeast, but boy, you go in the Midwest and Texas, Georgia, the Deep South, Alabama, there's that whole area, Louisiana, Missouri. There's just so many dogs out there who need help. You know, we've rescued a lot of dogs through Merlin's Kids that are from Georgia and, you know, that area, Tennessee. Do you know, out of all the dogs, and I'm talking a lot of dogs, I don't think we've ever had a single dog who was spayed or neutered coming out of the Deep South. Not one, out of tens of dogs. Now, Midwest, maybe half of them are. But so many people don't want to, either don't want to or can't or whatever it is, spay and neuter their dogs. The reason we have so many dogs with actually that are just out there is because people don't spay and neuter their dogs. It's not the dog's fault, but dogs are dogs. And if we don't help these dogs by setting them up for success, spaying and neutering our own pets, and there are really low-cost or even free clinics. At Merlin's Kids, we've just purchased a place in Missouri. Believe it or not, we've got 82 acres. We are going to set up in this beautiful facility that's already half built, well, almost all the way built, actually. We are going to be setting up a low-cost, super low-cost spay and neuter clinic, a store that's at cost or barely above cost that is going to have the top-quality dog foods available for a very reasonable price, sometimes even subsidized. If people can't afford things, we're going to help them out. We need help, and we need donations. We need foster homes for some of the dogs. We need donations. So if you know somebody who's looking for a very worthy charity the end of the year, because after all, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we all get into a little bit more charitable mode, well, consider Merlin's Kids, because Merlin's Kids uses 100% of all donations right to program services, to helping dogs, to helping spay and neuter, to helping provide free service dogs that cost up to $30,000, even up to $60,000 for a service dog. And some of the dogs are, well, I won't say it, but, you know, they're not quite stellar quality. And it's a shame. It's really a shame. Well, help Merlin's Kids to save the world two lives at a time, so that we can together prevent the senseless euthanasia of more than 4 million dogs every year. And also, one of the little helpful tips that Dawn and I always tell people is, you know, really be aware of what your dog's doing, aware of if the dog's health has changed, if the dog suddenly exhibits a particular fear, a particular temperament. For instance, if your dog suddenly is getting shocked or afraid of loud noises, it could be the sign of an ear infection. Some of the smaller, hairier dogs actually wind up with ear infections, Cocker Spaniels, a lot of the down-ear dogs with a lot of hair in the ear canal. Well, have your dog groomed regularly and have that hair removed from the ear canals. Also, we see a lot of dogs who have problems on slick surfaces like hardwood floors and tile surfaces, because what winds up happening is the dogs have a lot of hair between the pads of their feet, and it would kind of be like walking on a slippery surface with socks on, and you're walking and sliding. And sometimes dogs can actually be afraid of situations like that. So it's very important that you as an owner notice any changes in your dog's temperament or in your dog's health. Well, we've only got a couple minutes left, and I want to make sure that we get Dawn on again. Dawn, do you have any helpful tips for people at this time of year, especially with the Christmas plants and things like poinsettia, which are toxic to dogs, and many of these things? How would you, what would you say for somebody who's considering a Christmas puppy? Because I know that's something we've spoken about. Should people buy a puppy or rescue a puppy for Christmas?
I do not believe so. I believe puppies should be something that should be well thought out, planned for the future. The person that's receiving this puppy, did they really want a puppy? Are they ready for that responsibility? If you've talked about it and it's been in the plans for a year, 6 months to a year, then I'm okay with that. But just, oh, I want to get them something different. A puppy's going to be great. Well, it is great through New Year's. And then by Valentine's Day, it's starting to tear your shoes up and do this and do that. It's not a fun toy anymore. And that is so sad. Come February, March, how full the shelters get from Christmas puppies.
Wow.
And we really have to plan these things out.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing is, like Dawn said, make sure that the person or child who you're buying the puppy for or rescuing the puppy for wants the puppy. And for goodness sake, don't think it's cute and give the puppy your old sandals or shoes to chew up as a toy, because then when he goes into your $300 pair of shoes or your $150 pair of sneakers, now you get mad at the poor thing. Well, you already taught him the wrong way. Remember, set your dog up for success, not for failure. Help us at UnitedCanineProfessionals.com. Help us out. If you have a dog with a behavioral issue, call us. We're here in 37 states to help you. And Bulgaria. Believe it or not, yes, we've got people in other countries, including Bulgaria. So we can help you. And if you have either you need to help us, you can foster dogs from MerlinsKids.org. You can call us 855. Hi, Wyatt. And we will be happy to help you with either a donation or a foster or a volunteer. Well, that is it for today, folks. We wish you a very, very happy holiday season, a wonderful, healthy Thanksgiving, which is very late this year, a happy Hanukkah, which is in November instead of December this year. It's just a crazy year. But we are here for you, and we'll be here not only on Friday at 7 p.m., but we'll be here again next Tuesday on From Shelter Dog to Service Dog.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.